How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Well, I'm glad you tuned to the broadcast again this week. We're taking up our study here in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 15. We left off last time in verse number 9. Where Lord Jesus has talked to them, talked to the disciples, speaks to us about abiding in the vine. He is the vine. We are the branches. The children of God, the disciples of the Lord, are going to be manifested by the bearing of much fruit. The Father is glorified in this because the work of the Son has been sanctioned and authorized and commanded to the Son by the Father. And we, a result of the Father's commission, the Father's directive to the Son's obedience to come and do these things for our sakes, and we, glorifying the Son, abiding in the vine, bearing much fruit, it's an honor and glory and testament unto our Heavenly Father. And then, as he says in verse 9, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. The Father ever loveth the Son, and the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, never brought shame to the Father at any time. He brought pleasing to his Father always, but never because of his sin brought any shame, because the Lord Jesus Christ, again, is without sin. He is perfect. He is without sin. And always pleases the Father. And Jesus says, as the Father has loved him, so have I loved you. And well, what a contrast that we are to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Son has been good to the Father. He can't help but be. That's his nature. That's his way. But we, who naturally are dead in trespasses and sins, are so far from the Lord, are so separated from him naturally, we have ever sinned before the Lord. And yet the Lord has always loved his people. And he says that that's the way that we should love one another. Continue ye in my love. A mindset, not a conditional love based on performance, but a mindset. The people of God have been always loved by the Father. And that's part of the reason that he sent the Son to do what he did for us. Sinner, without the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, do you not hear that word? Do you not hear that truth? You're a sinner condemned before God. You're guilty. You don't match up to the standard of the Lord Jesus Christ. In and of yourself, you have no hope. No hope. And when this life passes away and you enter into eternity in the condition that you're in, you will spend eternity in hell in the lake of fire forever. Oh, flee the wrath to come. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Repent of your sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in him for the salvation of your soul, for the forgiveness of your sins, for the granting to you of everlasting life. You need the Savior, and we point you to him. We point you to the Savior. Verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Again, Jesus Christ is the example, is he not? He has kept the Father's commandments, that which the Father has appointed him to do, as we've mentioned. He has kept the Father's commandments, and it will be manifested that we love our Lord if we can keep His commandments. The qualifier here is if you keep my commandments, it will be shown that you love me. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. We'll be living in the Lord's love because we obey Him. We do, we seek to do and to know. We seek to into the Word of God, what the Word says about what we should do, and then we will pursue it to do it. And that is a manifestation of our love for our Savior. And the example that He gave, that He did the same perfectly. These things, verse 11, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. The Lord's joy is always full, and He has the joy of the Lord. Jesus Christ is obeying the Father and submitting Himself to Him and what the Father has given Him to do, and He's done that perfectly. That the testimony of that is shown, the testimony that Jesus has obeyed the Father totally and completely, is that Jesus is at the right hand of the Father right now. He is risen from the dead. He's raised from the dead, rather, and He is sitting on the Father's right hand. That shows that Jesus has done everything that the Father commanded Him to do unto this time. And He says His joy is there, and He desires His joy to remain in us, okay, His children. And by His joy remaining in us, our joy will be full. Now, how is it about joy? So, well, I'm a happy person. The thing is, you run into times that you're not happy. And the thing is, happiness, as we refer to it, many people in our day say, I just want to be happy. I'm just looking for happiness. I deserve to be happy. Well, no one deserves anything. No one deserves a thing. I mean, we as sinners, we deserve to be sent immediately to hell for our sins and for our disobedience against God. We don't deserve anything. And happiness, as we see it amongst mankind, is relative to circumstance. If our circumstance bodes well for this flesh, we're happy. If the circumstance at hand does not bode well for the flesh, it's hard on the flesh, hard on this physical man, then we're not happy. But the thing is about the Lord's joy, even in trial, martyrs for the faith, those that gave their lives for a stand for the truth of God's word, it was seen as a very simple thing and a light thing by the religious world and the secular world, but they stood, the saints of God that stood for the word of God and what He said, for His testimony, for His truth and His word, yet their bodies were being afflicted. While their bodies were being afflicted, they had the joy of the Lord. Why? Because of obedience. When we don't obey the Lord as His children, we won't be joyful. Our joy won't be full because we won't be found like Jesus is found, and that He obeyed the Father and His joy is always full. And for us to have His joy, we must be obedient to Him as He is unto the Father. These things have I spoken unto you. I've told you these things that my joy might remain in you. The joy of the Lord, not circumstantial, depending on to the flesh, but joy. Happiness in the Lord, joy in the Lord, rejoicing in the Lord by obedience of Him, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. If you're saved and you're not obeying the Lord Jesus Christ and what He says in His word, you will not have His joy. You will not have it. You may have the happiness that comes from the world, which is circumstantial and short-lived. But the Lord, joy of the Lord abides ever. And then we see here in verse number 12, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. And of course, this is the Lord speaking to His church. This is a church truth. This is a church directive. And yes, the children of God, those saved, okay, those saved, those in the family of God, not everybody saved is in the church. The Lord's kind of church. It's a totally different institution. When sinners are saved, they become members of the family of God, and the family of God is not the church of God. Here the Lord is with his disciples towards the end of his ministry, just before he goes to the cross, and he is here with his church. And he's speaking to his church, and these are directives specifically to his church. And he says to his church, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And how has Jesus loved his people? How has Jesus loved his children? How has Jesus loved his church? Well, the scripture tells in the New Testament that he so loved his church that he gave his life for her. He so loved his people. Greater love hath no man than this, than he lay down his life for his friends. And the Lord laid down his life. He loved us unto death, his people, his children unto death. And that's the way we are to love one another. This is my commandment. I'm giving it to you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. The same way I've loved you is the way you need to love one another. And then he goes on here to say it. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And so the love of the Lord Jesus is manifested in him giving his life for his friends, for his children, for his church. Ye are my friends, in verse number 14, ye are my friends if, here's another conditional thing, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. So we're back to the commandments of the Lord Jesus. And we're back to, do you know the commandments of the Lord Jesus? We've got to know them to do them. We've got to know them to keep them. And he says, you show that you're my friends when you obey me. Verse 15, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. So again, here the Lord is dealing with this church, and he's making it very clear. What the Father has told me, I've passed it on to you. I've declared it unto you. You're not an outsider, but you are in the beloved. You're near. You're here. You're in the family. And not only that, you're in my church. I've appointed you to be so, to his disciples, to his apostles, and to those that are there. You are in my church. You are my children that I've placed in my church. I've told you everything that the Father has told me. And what I've heard of the Father, I've related unto you. And so I don't call you servants. I call you my friends. And then here, we'll close out with this verse to give you something to think about until next time. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. We don't choose Jesus. But Jesus chooses us, and he brings the truth of his word to us that we might hear and believe what he says. Well, see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.